Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend this past weekend, celebrated with, I'm sure a lot of people out there did their barbecues and picnics and beach going and all kinds of craziness that we do here in the United States to celebrate the birth of our nation. And, you know, I'm a big believer in celebration. And you know, just because we celebrate the birth of our nation doesn't mean everything is perfect, doesn't mean there aren't things we would like to change or make better. But at least we have something to change and make better, which we wouldn't if the country had never been born. So I'm a big believer in celebrating for any excuse we possibly can. So I know you're anxiously awaiting our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. From the universe. For every day that goes by, I renew my promises. And apart from spinning, twirling, and somersaulting as often as possible, they include slaying your dragons, granting your wishes, and basically showing you a really fine time. Really, really fine. Your promise was to let me. There's nothing we can't do. The universe. I love our quotes from Mike Dooley in The Universe. Having a little fun with us today with all that spinning and twirling and somersaulting, because the universe will actually really give us all of the best stuff that it possibly can if we allow it. And I have a little more on that in a second. Let's see what Abraham has today. You, on the leading edge of thought, are here enormously, creatively involved. There's something so satisfying about asking and deliberately aligning your energy and deliberately finding the familiar feeling that of that and then seeing it manifest. Abraham. You know, it's quite interesting. I just saw an email this morning from a friend of mine, and in this email, she talked about, wondering why her prayers weren't being answered and how she was being so good spiritually and this and that. And really, it got her to kind of look at, you know, herself personally and what was she allowing into her life. And then she realized that, you know, really so much of prayers being answered, so much of the universe being able to deliver us our hopes and dreams and desires, it's not really about the universe doing it. It's about us allowing that love, that joy, that abundance, that manifestation into our life. And, you know, that's the thing. And this is, you know, Abraham says we are enormously involved in all of our manifestations. And the universe really will bring to us all of our heart's desires. We just have to believe that we're worth it, that the universe really will do it. And that the more we live into the story that the universe supports us, that the universe is here to bring us all of our joys and hopes and wishes, that, you know, this is what life is all about. The more we live into that story, the more it will come to us. You know, very interesting thing happened over the weekend to me. I was just walking around the neighborhood with my wife, and after having dinner, walking down Broadway, and all of a sudden, I see there on the corner two folded $20 bills. And I thought, oh, wow, that's the universe being abundant. That's me being abundant, actually. Because, I mean, yeah, I've found, you know, pennies, quarters, dimes, nickels. You know, I've even found maybe a couple of dollars once, maybe a 10. I've never found $40 on the sidewalk before. And I mean, I know this is Manhattan. $40 doesn't get as much as it used to. But still, for me, it was a real lesson, because what I've been doing lately is acting more abundant. I took a cue from one of the other shows on this network, from Aurea's show, where he did a show where he talked all about over-tipping as a spiritual practice. And it just kind of made sense to me that, you know, we are abundance. And the more we act abundantly, the more abundance shows up in our life. And I just, to me, the story that I made around finding this $40 was, because I've been acting more abundant, because I've been tipping more than I usually tip when I eat out. I mean, I never was cheap with tipping, but I was always kind of standard. And I'm no longer standard. I'm over tipping. I'm giving more than I normally would, because it's a way for me to show the universe, to make my stand and my commitment to the universe, that I am abundant. So, if you want the universe to bring you your heart's desires, act as if you are your heart's desires. If you want more love in your life, act more loving. If you want more abundance in your life, act more abundantly. If you want more joy in your life, act more joyful. It's amazing how that works. So, I hope you enjoyed our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. We'll have more for you next week. And now I'm very, very pleased to introduce my guest today, someone hailing from up north, Canadian way. My guest is an internationally known frequency master, conscious creation expert, as well as a naturopathic energy healer, Dr. Kimberly George. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Dr. Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Dr. Kimberly combines science with possibility and has been experimenting with frequencies in products and with her clients for the last decade and a half. After consulting with an esteemed neurosurgeon, Dr. Kimberly became convinced that frequencies she has been using can be applied to all areas of her clients' lives. She's been a naturopathic doctor for over 24 years and has clinical experience in both alternative health as well as the energy healing field. And it is my pleasure to have you on the show today. Did you have happy Canada Day, I guess, for you, right, Dr. Kim?
Actually, I live in North Carolina.
Oh, you're in North Carolina. You're down south. Oh, excuse me. I am.
I'm down south. I was like, up north? I think you're the one that's up north.
Yeah, I am. For some reason, I thought you were hailing from Toronto. I don't know why. It was stuck in my mind, and I confused. My mistake.
No, you're fine.
So, welcome. Ooh, North Carolina. So, I hope you had a good 4th of July, then.
Yeah, we did. We had a wonderful 4th of July.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm curious, Dr. Kim, did you go to naturopathy school right out of high school or out of college? I mean, were you always interested in health and alternative healing, or was this something that you came to as an adult?
It's actually something I came to as an adult. I was interested in alternative healing. I graduated from college with an undergraduate degree in communications, and I worked for a chiropractor in Chicago, and so I became really interested in alternative health. I was his broadcast coordinator. He had a huge health radio show, so I actually did his promotion and scheduling for him. So that's when I first was exposed to alternative medicine. However, it wasn't until I had health problems, you know, when I became a mother and I was married, that I really delved into the natural health industry, and actually became an herbalist first And then as I developed a pretty large clinical practice, an international clinical practice, had my own herbal company and mail order company, then I went on and got my naturopathic degree, mainly for the satisfaction of other people. And the people like degrees, as you know, they like a lot of letters after your name.
Yeah.
So in order to kind of take my business to the next level, that's what I did.
Which school did you get your naturopathy degree from?
I actually got it from the Clayton School of Natural Healing and another school in Alabama.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because I know that there are very few places that you can get that kind of degree these days in the United States, that is.
In the United States, yes, that is absolutely true. Like, yeah. I said, for me, it was more, I hate to say it was a piece of paper. I mean, I really had the clinical experience. I continue to have a clinical. You know, a lot of people don't have that work in energy healing. They do a lot of distance healing, but I've seen thousands and thousands of clients. I've worked with doctors and nurses. I've worked in clinical settings. I've worked with psychiatrists. So I really already had, even before I got the degree, I really had the, like, real-life experience, I guess, you know, with in-person people, even though I don't do that much of that now. And I think you have an in-person, you know, experience, clinical, you know, type of thing, obviously. But, yeah, I transferred a while ago, you know, and kind of switched out of seeing a lot of people in person to more group programs. And I do large live events, but it's more of a teaching and educating. You know, I do a lot now rather than working, you know, face-to-face, because you can only reach so many people face-to-face, but you can work, you know, obviously, like you do radio, you can reach so many more people, you know, on the radio and different ways like that.
Right, am I misremembering this as well, but you have your own radio show, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes, I do.
wonderful. Well, it's always good to speak with a fellow show host as well. With energy healing, I'm just curious what modality or how you got started with the energy healing, because I know a lot of people I've come across got started through Reiki and then from Reiki got into many other types of things or developed their own. How about you?
That's actually a great question, because I did not come in through the door of Reiki. I came in through the door of homeopathy I wasn't even familiar with homeopathic medicine. I had been taught kind of growing up that energy medicine was witchcraft and it wasn't something that we played with or touched. But due to the extensive nutritional practice I had and very accurate knowledge of applied kinesiology, I was just seeing such low compliance in my clients with them taking their, you know, what was recommended in the frequency that they needed, in the amount that they needed to really get the results. You know, I saw great results, but I wasn't, you know, I would say, I would expect you to be further along. And they would say, did you really take that? You know, and they'd be like, no, I forgot. I started taking it after the third day. So then I kind of switched to homeopathic medicine. I studied that. I took some classes and explored and experimented on my own. And I thought, well, maybe they'll do better if they only have, you know, one or two bottles and drops that they can put in their juice or their coffee or their tea or their water. And they did. We started getting really, really phenomenal results with that. And then I heard about the MSA machine, which I use now. I actually have two. And I started experimenting with that. And we just kind of took it to the next level. And I've always been able to put my hands in people's energy fields. So I kind of came up with my own systems of doing that. So in the end, it's just this big conglomeration of all my experience and things that I experiment with that I do now.
Great. Yeah. I find that, you know, I've personally, I do a lot of energy work and I've studied many, many modalities. And it's like I can't call what I do any one particular modality anymore. So I had to come up with my own names just because they all blended together and bleeded together till like I kind of just came down to just two methodologies that I use that I call two different things, but it's I have to give them my own names because they're not really one thing or another. They're conglomerations, just like what you do. And that's a very
I really identify with that. Yeah. That's exactly, you know, what I've done. I've came up with my own names, and it's my own process. And you know, some of my stuff is proprietary. I know no one else in the whole world that necessarily. I'm not saying there isn't. I just don't know of anyone that does that method in that way. You know, it's my own thing, kind of like what you're saying about your stuff.
Wonderful. Well, it's time for us to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your sort of work with frequencies and what does it mean to be a frequency master and kind of start touching upon that end. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, wonderful, Dr. Kim. So, everybody, you're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm your host, Sam Liebowitz. My guest this hour is Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Liebowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking with frequency master and naturopathic energy healer, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, this hour. So Dr. Kimberly, when did you first start working with frequencies? And when you talk about frequencies, I'd like you just to explain what you mean by frequencies to our audience.
Oh, absolutely. I would say about 15 years ago, I really started, like I said, introducing homeopathic medicine into my practice, which is the frequency or the energy signature of various products put into a formula. What I mean by energy signature is every single thing on this entire planet has its own, you know, energy signature. It has its own measurable frequency that we can now measure with the, you know, medical and scientific equipment that we have. As a matter of fact, the machine that I use is similar to, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, Sam, I think we talked about it, but it's similar to the MRI or the ultrasound equipment.
Right.
So it's a scientific type of thing. We now know that parasites have frequencies and viruses have frequencies and different organ systems have their own frequency. You know, a healthy organ or healthy liver has a different frequency than a diseased liver. So we're really able to start to, you know, chart and observe and experiment on things that can bring not only the physical body into balance, but the mind, the emotions, and even a different level of consciousness as far as intuitive abilities and abundance and all those intangibles. Mm-hmm. We're really able to start to raise the frequency or the overall frequency of your own being, because everybody has their own unique frequency, their own unique energy signature, which is the combination of every single thing going on in your mind and your emotions and your body,
right,
and your energy field, you know, at one time. So we're now able to know that we can actually raise that frequency and bring things to further balance and health. And by doing so, that's when we start to attract amazing things like love and abundance and joy and, you know, all the higher frequency things.
Right, right, right. Now, I just want to be clear, because those people who are familiar with homeopathy, traditionally homeopathy is about taking a little drop of some element. Let's just even say, like, we'll just use an herb. Let's just say garlic, right? Take a little drop of garlic, and then you dilute it and dilute it and dilute it, and you keep diluting it till like till it's like almost barely there, so that you don't really have, let's say, any garlic left in the water, but the water still has that structure of the garlic. And then you take that, and I'm using garlic as an example, but it could be the cold virus, or it could be something else. And traditionally, that's the way homeopathy has worked, that you're talking about sort of taking some original element that the body needs support for and diluting it tremendously. Now, when you talk about homeopathy and frequency, are you talking still sort of in that vein, or are you talking about something a little different?
Yeah, it's a great specific question. It is in that vein, except we're just removing the physical substance altogether. So I always say, let's say your doctor says you need more vitamin C. You know, there's many ways you can get that. Somebody might eat more oranges and lemons. We wouldn't necessarily know how much of that we're absorbing due to the, you know, enzymes that we do or do not carry within our body at that time. And we know that that's severely compromised, you know, especially in our society today, even in children, they're being born with less levels of all enzymes, you know, due to the weakening of DNA and many, many factors. But beyond that, you know, you could say, okay, well, forget the oranges. I'm going to, you know, swallow buffered vitamin C or, you know, a form of chewable tablet, and you can get it. But again, we don't know how much you're absorbing. Or we can say, forget it. Get the whole thing. Just give me the frequency. I'm going to put it into water. I'm going to put it into a homeopathic bottle. I'm going to just, you know, put it directly into my field. And we now know that that works exactly the same. As a matter of fact, they've done experiments where niacin is given by frequency alone. And if it's not a certain frequency, as in flush-free, that person will actually react the same as they would, which is get, you know, very hot and have that flushing symptom.
Yeah, that niacin flush internally.
So it's really a beautiful, beautiful scientific, you know, kind of pushing the edges alternative to all this physical product. And I mean, supplements are a $1 billion industry.
Yes, yes.
So can you imagine if we can just take those frequencies instead? It's amazing to even think about.
And when you talk about putting the frequency into a bottle, what do you mean by that?
Oh, what I mean is, well, there's certain machines that have what's called an output signal. In other words, they replicate that frequency in not usually audible. Some people who have extraordinary sensitivities can actually hear these different frequencies. Right. Most people do not have that capability, yet is able to transmit like a radio signal, like we're talking now, into a form of denser matter like water or an inert bottle. It'll go through the bottle into the liquid inside. Right. So we now know that we can, I call it charging. I have all these words that mean a lot to me, or probably don't mean anything to other people.
Gotcha.
But we can actually charge a bottle, or charge a supplement, or charge a food, or charge a drink, or charge a person, you know,
right,
with frequencies.
Right. So, I mean, essentially what you're doing is you're taking some kind of a machine, a frequency machine, and we'll get into that in a second, and you're using this machine to actually imbue or to instill this frequency of just about anything, right? I mean, it could be vitamin C, it could be a piece of broccoli, it could be whatever that person happens to need, into a little bottle of water, and then they just take some drops. And now that water, because water is so good at allowing its structure to be molded to whatever that frequency is, it holds the frequency. And then when that person ingests it, they're literally, or transmitting that frequency directly to that person, they're literally getting sort of energetically the same thing they would be getting then as if they were taking the actual thing itself.
Yes, and it can be personalized. So not only can we do it outside in, we can do it inside out. So we can also scan, at least the method I use, which I kind of created. I know that machines do it, but I kind of have my own way of doing it. We can also scan the human energy field and your body will tell me, your energy field, your mind, your emotions, your spirit will tell me exactly what you need right now to bring you to balance. So it becomes a very personalized remedy. It's not even me putting it together. It's your body, yourself telling me, you know, what will most quickly bring you to balance. And the cool thing is, it's not just vitamin C or broccoli. It's planetary energies, it's colors, it's emotional flower things, and many, many more. You know, we're not just using limited categories of frequencies.
Right, right, right. Like even talking the chakra system, the meridians, things like that.
Absolutely.
So before we move on to the next topic, I do want to, though, touch upon, it sounds like, and the most famous kind of frequency machine that I've ever heard of is the Rife machine. And there are all kinds of Rife machines out there. For those people who don't know, Dr. Rife lived turn of the century, I guess, of 19th century, and had created this machine that could project frequency and found that it could help the body heal itself from all kinds of disease. And supposedly he went to the head of the AMA and told him, you know, hey, I can cure cancer this way. We've got to get it out there. And the guy said, oh, great, we'll patent it. We'll make $1 million on it, all this kinds of stuff. And he's like, no, let's put it out there for free. And he was like, there's no way we can do this. And his lab ended up getting raided and all the equipment destroyed. And he died, I believe, penniless. And I think he you know, under mysterious circumstances. So these Rife machines, though, have been discovered and recreated, and people are putting them out there. So that the Rife is sort of a general term for a frequency machine. Is that the type of machine you're using?
It's not. It's actually, okay. Of course, it's based on the same technology. It's just been refined, like all our medical machines have been. Redefined. You know, mine's actually a licensed medical device. I don't know if the Rife machines are.
No, they're
but
not.
It's used in, used in chiropractic offices. It's used in medical offices. The most common use is to sell a specific line of products, which is actually forcing the body to choose from a very limited selection. We don't do that the way I use it. And
I
it's
see.
Also used in medical offices to do non-invasive allergy testing. It's absolutely brilliant, brilliant. You can test babies. There's places out west that have these machines going, you know, practically 24/7 just doing allergy testing. So there's a lot of uses for the machine that I use. It's actually, of course, like I said, I always say, you know, the technology I use is based on, you know, I always say Rife is one of the men, but Boll is another one, B-O-L-L.
Right.
He's a German that really advanced frequency science. So it's been around forever.
Right.
It's just now coming out. When you start going to the metaphysical shows, you start going to the UFO shows, you know, for the people that are on the fringes that people always say are crazy, they're actually the people that are usually more open to some things.
Right.
And you'll start seeing a lot of these things popping up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just real quickly before we go to the next break, have you found that over the years, like in the beginning, would you say there was a little more resistance to this kinds of treatment and that it's changed over the years?
You know, what's funny is I've never had any resistance. I've only had absolute fascination. And my success rate is so substantial and word of mouth spreads so quickly. I've always been highly sought after, and we've just always been welcomed with open arms. You know, maybe it's because I've stayed in my world. I've stayed kind of in the alternative medicine world, which is more open to this kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I think maybe if I ventured into the mainstream, you know, if I was a medical doctor or a nurse trying to push this or a psychiatrist, I think it might be more challenging. But I think because I kind of played in my world with more open-minded, progressive people, I was okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break. And when we come back, I'd like to hear from you maybe about some specific cases, about some extraordinary things maybe that just kind of pop into your mind of people that you've worked with in the past that had a tremendous breakthrough or tremendous healing from this kind of stuff, just to give our audience a little bit of an idea of what's possible with this, okay?
Sure, that'd be great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back. Ding, 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 ding
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Also, I am remiss I did not give out the call-in number yet. If anyone would like to call in and ask Dr. Kimberly McGeorge or myself your own questions, please feel free to call in at 877-480-4120. So, Dr. Kimberly, before we went to break, we talked kind of about the machine and what it does. So I'd love to hear from you maybe some specific stories of people you've worked with that maybe had some very extreme conditions or very unusual process that it kind of illustrates what the benefits can be of working with frequencies.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of my favorite stories. I had a friend, her and her husband had been clients of mine for a couple of years, and one day she called me and she said, "You need to clear out your schedule for the next days." And I said, "Why?" And she said, we're coming back from Georgia, and we picked up my adult daughter. She was like 35, and we're bringing her back, and you're going to fix her. And I'm like, "What?" I said, "What's wrong with her?" And they're like, "Nobody knows." And I'm like, "Don't put that on me."
Yeah.
Put that on me. And I guess she was basically dying. She had no energy. She was wasting away. She was extremely thin. She was losing weight. She couldn't hold down food. Nobody knew what was going on with her. And, you know, I said, this machine has two parts of it. It has the, quote, scan and figure out what's out of balance, and then the fixed part. Mm-hmm. And so we brought her in, and I worked with her, I would say, about 6 to 8 hours over a period of 2 days. And she was actually scheduled to go to Pennsylvania in a couple weeks from when I worked on her to be cut open in exploratory surgery, which honestly, Ooh. And this was a couple years ago, but I didn't even know they still did that. But I guess they do in certain, you know, circumstances. So she was trying to avoid, obviously, being sliced open while people took pictures and prodded and put tubes down her. So make a long story short, you know, we figured out there were a number of things going on and a number of imbalances. And a lot had to do with this particular case with her intestines. And there had been a little kinking in the intestines, and it caused a lot of problems and a lot of inflammation and a lot of mental, emotional, just huge, huge issues because one thing goes wrong, of course, throws everything out of balance.
Right.
Corrected that with a lot of energy work, you know, a lot of frequency work, as well as we followed up with physical products, maybe 4 or 5 physical products. Mm. And about a month or two later, you know, I got a letter from her thanking me because literally she was fine. You know, she'd gotten a new job and she was eating and she gained her weight back and no more medical problems whatsoever. So that's one of my favorite stories because it's very extreme. You know, she came a long way to see me and yeah. I didn't know it was wrong. They didn't know it was wrong and we were able to discover within 2 days. That's pretty miraculous if you really think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another one of my favorite stories is one of my clients called me late at night and said, we're on our way to the OSU Mental Hospital and we're stopping at your house. I'm like, oh, really? It's 11 o'clock. But I'm like, okay, come on in. What are we trying to prevent? She's like, I really don't want to admit my daughter. And when her daughter walked in at my house at 11, she was completely comatose. I mean, she wasn't even there. There was no person basically present in that body. It was just a shell of a body. And I worked on her again with a machine, and this was just with a machine, no physical product. After about 2 hours, she was laughing and joking with her mother about going to the movies the next day, and she avoided a hospital visit. So those are some really extreme. My most recent one, I mean, I have millions. I have thousands. Wow. I would say not millions. Yeah, maybe one day we'll have millions.
Yeah, I'm sure
we have thousands of testimonies. But I just came through my 21-day frequency program, which we bombarded people with just tons and tons of different topics, self-esteem and ego, getting rid of ego and abundance and physical things, detoxifying. We just did a whole 21-day program of a bunch of different things. And this one of my clients wrote me and she said, we picked 5 areas that we wanted to focus on. So she had listed her 5 areas and she said, well, what I didn't tell you, what you didn't know, was that I couldn't lift my arm. I haven't been able to lift my arm for 5 or 6 months. You know, I injured it and I haven't been able to brush my hair, brush my teeth or do anything with it. I'm in pain and it's non-functional. And she said, after your program finished, she said, it's perfectly fine. She said, I can now get dressed. I can brush my hair. I can do all these things. It spontaneously healed during this program. And we weren't even focusing on that. We weren't even addressing that. You know, she didn't come to me and say, you know, let's figure out what's going on. So those are the kinds of things, you know, I credit it to the way the body is created and that it so much wants to go to balance. And so you give it the missing things. There's 2 things. You either take out things that are bringing it to imbalance or you add in things that aren't there to balance it. And there are spontaneous healings like that.
Wow. Yeah, and I mean, I know this is something that I've seen in my own practice. It's like you work on one thing and something completely different, as in this case with you, ends up getting healed as well, because sometimes totally different symptoms can have the same root cause.
Yeah, and that's a key word that you just said, the root cause.
Right.
If we can discover or figure out or even guess, which we don't have to guess if we're asking the body or the energy field, but if we can figure out the root cause, we can balance that. We can neutralize that. We can, you know, bring whatever is needed. And I think that's where we're still missing. You know, modern medicine is wonderful in so many ways, but we're still doing a lot of guesswork. Even with all the tests, we're still guessing a lot. And I think when you're really tuned in to being able to read the energy field in the human body, you're not guessing anymore and you can get better results.
Yeah. Now, I know there are some critics of kinesiology, and you mentioned before, like, you use a lot of kinesiology in your work. Do you ever get false positives or false negatives when you're doing your testing?
I don't use a lot of it now because I've played with frequencies, and I don't know. I also have intuitive abilities, so I really rely heavily now on my finely honed intuitive skills, so I kind of bring me into the picture. But I do use it occasionally, and I have had a lot. There is a lot of critics. I believe there's a lot of critics because kinesiology is actually a science and an art. It's not just a method, and it's like playing the piano. I can teach anyone how to play a piano within a couple hours, but their skill level, and it doesn't matter age, and it matters kind of natural ability and ability. Their skill level is going to vary greatly. You know, there's concert pianists, and there's people that can barely play Row, Row Your Boat. It's the same with applied kinesiology. It takes a lot of practice. I was taught by a chiropractor. It took me a lot of practice. I almost gave up many times because I didn't understand. I didn't understand the question. You have to be very specific. There's so many factors in it. I've actually taught a lot of classes on it, and some people pick it up right away, and they're intuitively very natural and good at it. And some people 10 years later are still like, can you check this? you know, this is what I got, what do you get? So I'm just really, really, really good at it. I've been doing it for years. So, and again, I developed my own methods. So it's no longer even probably necessarily applied kinesiology. Right. It's probably something else.
So when somebody hears about this idea of using frequency for healing purposes and balancing purposes, and it's not just healing sort of physical issues, as you pointed out before, it's healing our attitudes towards wealth, abundance, self-care, love, relationships, all that kinds of stuff. If somebody wants to just understand it, where do you usually point them for just a starting place of, you know, to understand how this stuff works and give people some background?
You know, it's funny. Most people come in, I hate to say just on hope alone, but you know that. I mean, there's people that come in just on, I heard this guy, or I heard there's another, because there was a time in my life, and this always shocks people, but I have to be honest with you. There was the time when they didn't know what was wrong with me, and you're going to think I'm crazy. I didn't even know there was such a thing as alternative medicine.
Sure.
I didn't know that herbs have been used for thousands of years to heal people. Maybe there's a part of me that did, but the conscious part of me didn't know that there were alternatives.
Right.
The only reason I even thought alternatives is because they were threatening to put me on massive amounts of medication for something that they didn't know what was wrong for the rest of my life.
Jeez.
And so, but then that's where the intuition came in. And I said right to the doctor, I said, you're not doing this. There has to be another answer. And that's when I started looking on the internet. And when I credit the internet, because as soon as I Googled, you know, alternatives for different things, my different symptoms, that's when this whole world opened up. And I started studying it myself, beginning with coming through the doorway of herbs, of course.
Gotcha. I see. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, for you, it was very much, you know, from your own experience, your own path, but without really knowing much that there was this stuff out there. And now you've been hip deep in it for a couple of decades, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. I mean, I understand the concept that of what sort of shifted you from sort of working with people more individually to more in groups. I mean, I understand the idea of like just being able to help more people and just probably because you get such great results. So you're just getting overwhelmed with people coming to you. But was there anything else? Was there any other impetus that made you say, you know what, I want to start working with groups. I want to start doing things on a more massive scale.
I think you'll understand as well, and your audience will relate to it. It's really an awakening in me of living my life totally different, delving into the conscious creation aspect, which you talked about at the beginning of the program,
yes.
And it's kind of what your whole brand is built around. But the fact that we can stop allowing ourselves to be victims of circumstances, and we can actually step in and create our lives and craft it exactly as we wish.
Right.
I was introduced to that, you know, kind of manifestation was big about, I don't know, it's still big, but it's, you know, came out and was really huge, you know, with The Secret.
Right.
So The Secret really kind of opened it up to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, wow, I can choose something different.
Right. Okay. All right, cool. Okay, believe it or not, the time flies so fast when we have such an interesting guest. It's time for us to take our last commercial break of the hour. So when we come back, I'd like to learn a little bit more just about how you do work with groups, and maybe you can talk about anything you have coming up, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful, Dr. Kimberly. Everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Dude. Transforming Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com. It's the Dudes of Disruption.
The Dudes of Disruption is a new show geared toward the global tribe of disruptors who are committed to interrupting the automatic ways of their lives so they go out and leave their mark on the world powerfully.
Consider every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com, forever disrupted. The Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatic.
Dude.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Dr. Kimberly McGeorge, a frequency master. How do you become a frequency master?
By playing in frequencies with a lot of people for a long, long time.
Yeah, I bet. So you said nowadays you work mostly in groups. How do you work in groups with frequencies?
Actually, I have an international clientele, and because, you know, energy knows no time or space, frequency medicine works really well, and there's this whole field, which is kind of a subfield of frequency, or a more general field of frequency, which is called radionics. So a lot of the principles, and that's kind of an old energy word, but a lot of people might understand that better. So we kind of use a lot of the principles and methods of radionics, and we're able to heal at a distance. Of course, a lot of people are familiar with energy healers that work at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do that with my own abilities, or I can use the machine. And we do a lot of frequency tracks, is what we call them, either silent tracks or tracks with music that you can play into your field or play into your drinks, kind of instead of a bottle. We also sometimes do physical, you know, homeopathic bottles like we used to, which is a little bit old school. And this is the stuff I've been playing with, Sam, and this is the stuff that's been just crazy amazing. So we come up with different programs that are usually focused on different things. You know, we just had a three-hour program that was called a gut feeling. It was kind of light on the frequency work. We did an immune system one, and we did some processes. But then we do really heavy frequency programs like my TEB, which I call Transformational Energy Balancing. That's actually something I'm running right now to give people a taste of this work. And it goes through and it'll suggest what your energy field's asking for in the way of a flower essence or a color or clear what meridian needs cleared. You know, those kind of questions. It's 10 points where they can sample. But then we have deeper work like we call it MMM, which is Master Meridian Mapping, where we actually go into the body templates of belief systems and we use frequency work and the positive and negative polarity, and we pull out belief templates, some that you came in with, some that are in your DNA from ancestors. So we kind of play with a lot of things from kind of basic to really deeper work, you know, in our group programs. And we do this by, you know, it's supported with calls and videos and teaching and Q&A where I work live on people, but you also always get your own frequency tracks or products to use at home along with the program while we're doing it.
Gotcha. And so are you doing all of these sort of group work virtually, or do you do them sometimes as live events?
Oh, we do them as live events. When we do live events, we go a little more what I call old school, which is I will put my hands in fields and we will do group energy transmissions, and there's breakout appointments, which is, I very rarely do appointments, so those are always really booked. People always ask me, and I've gotten to the point, to be honest with you, Sam, I very, very rarely will agree to see someone unless it's an extreme, extreme circumstance and they've exhausted all hope, just because I don't need to. We get such tremendous results on all levels, you know, with the abundance and business. I work a lot with business like you do. You know, we get such great results long distance, so it's just really not needed. And I'm really invested, like you are, with raising awareness and waking people up. We are so programmed. We are so hurting. Everywhere I go, you know, people are talking about how unhealthy they are and how tired they are and how depressed and anxious and broke they are. And it breaks my heart. It really does. I really don't feel we have to live like that.
Right.
And I'm committed to helping people transform their lives on all levels.
What do you see as the future of this work? Where would you see this work in another 10, 15 years?
Ooh, that's such a great question. Gosh, I feel like new stuff comes in all the time. I honestly can't even imagine because I would hope that somehow we've learned to be, I guess where I would like to see it go is we've learned to kind of generate our own frequency system to where we could actually call in what we need and be sensitive to what we need, and we don't even really need a machine to do it. So we can kind of connect to all the abundance in the universe and all the frequencies that are bouncing around us. I mean, every single thing is available all the time, you know, around us. I think I would like to see it go to where we just call that in and transform and really a lot of self-care, because I'm really not about anyone being dependent on me or my methods or you, to be honest, or any.
Right, exactly, exactly. We want to empower people to take care of themselves.
I want them to be enlightened, and I want them to be, I guess, spiritually fulfilled and emotionally balanced and just have a more cohesive and, you know, light. I'd like the planet to light up quite a bit, because it's really not, you know, we say, you know, consciousness is less than 10%, you know, conscious people or people that live on this higher level or this higher frequency level. I really see in my practice, I talk to thousands of people every year. I really see it's got to be less than 1%. Sam, I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of hope out there. There are a number of movements I know to raise the consciousness of people in various aspects of society over the next 10 years. So I'm pretty confident that less than 1% will grow pretty significantly in the coming years. So there is hope.
I think you're right.
There is hope. Very cool. Very cool. What has surprised you most about this work over the years? Because you've been, you know, in it for so long. Do you get surprised anymore?
You know what's really cool is I get surprised every single time.
Cool.
Every single letter I receive, I'm still surprised. I'm still amazed, and I'm still in gratitude because it's so easy. Sam, it's so easy. It's such an easy, you don't even have to believe it. That's what I love about it. I think that's what surprises me the most still, is that I can go into my next door neighbor and it will work for him whether he believes it or not. Because I was always looking for the bottom thing. You know, you talk about the root cause or the root solution.
Right.
Frequency to me, you know, that's why my business is called The Secret to Everything, because frequency to me in this 3D reality, in this physical world, is the root solution. If anybody has anything better than that, I'd love to hear it and love to talk to you, because, you know, I believe that's the key to this whole reality on all levels.
So do you help others to become frequency masters? Do you sort of teach what you do to other people to be able to do it?
It's so funny because they've been asking me for years to do that, and we're just beginning that right now. We actually are working on practitioner level programs where they can actually take my whole modality, including things I've never released, proprietary things, and replicate them, even if you have no training, which I think is wonderful. You don't have to be a Reiki master. You don't have to have a degree, but you can take these methods and you can start working on your family and friends and people. And I'm really excited about that because, again, I'm all about, and I know you are too, empowerment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Let me know about that, because I definitely would be interested in the practitioner training.
Awesome.
Cool. So if people want to learn more about you and learn more about your events and the things you have coming up, where can people go to find out more information about you?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. It's secrettoeverything.com. And then if you you know, I do what you do, so and I'd love to have you on my show as well. I
know I'd be honored.
You know, in the conscious world and alternative health world and the mysterious world, we get into some kind of other stuff like cryptozoology and fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'd love to have you on my show. So it's Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. It's Secret to Everything. And then my website, secrettoeverything.com.
Secret to Everything. And that's the word two, just T-O, not the number two, right?
Yes. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, Secret to Everything. And then on your website, they can find out all about the sessions and classes and like everything you have coming
up. Everything available there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Dr. Kimberly. It's been a pleasure having you. I do hope you'll let me know if you come up to New York City any time in the future so we can just have a cup of tea together and meet face to face.
Yeah, I want to see how you tip.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sam. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it too. And thank you very much for the invitation to come on your show. I'd love to do that. And you know, I believe very much in supporting each other.
I do too.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to you know, our paths crossing more in the future.
Yeah, many blessings, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. So that was our guest, Dr. Kimberly McGeorge. You can find out all about her at secrettoeverything.com. Quite a fascinating guest. Next week, of course, we have more interesting guests. I hope you caught my show last week. Of course, please stay tuned. Coming up next, our local resident actor, coach turned actor, Kevin Barbaro, with his show Coffee Talk 3.0, talking about some of those mysteries, some of those unexplainable things. And today in particular, he's talking about the babushka lady. And if you don't know what the babushka lady is, you have to listen to his show. It's quite fascinating. He's such a character. We love him here. So thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Coffee Talk 3.0, and we will talk to you next week.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, @MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.